I just got all those out. Rayutam malitcha. Rayunachvat pamani et skak. Dan gichtuk atren. Rayuin teskiu piuchichin piuchjegok. Chalinu nami jestun kilachmi. Minach gut chonguda achanachbak nakkanak. Chali prastikut krikabet. Chestun huanguda prastiapet sulhupet. Chali ahut nichgut asiang ochmen anichtuchgut asiang ochmek. Achbet chan chali tuknuten chali dangichtuten. Arayun chali awakudan chali dangiskak anachanachen. Imaut tawaut ikuinani. Amen.
I wish we would have recorded that one for that CD.
Yeah, that was.
You know what you guys should have done? You know, when you guys introduce yourself, you guys should have say your maiden name, where you're from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll put that stuff in the big one.
Yeah, I hope so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of times people are like, Shauna who? Yeah. April who?
Yeah, that's why I usually say April Lactonin Counselor, mm-hmm. so people know my maiden name.
Yeah.
But then they still think my name is April Lactonin and counselor is my job.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought too. Boy, I had heart. This morning I woke up at 3 o'clock and I couldn't sleep. I was still awake at 5. And just tossed and turned. And then I fell asleep and I started dreaming. I woke up again. So I woke up just before 6 and I just made some coffee. Then I fell asleep for about an hour and the damn phone rang.
Wow. I hate that. I forgot to record the date and such. Today is December 10th, 2003. Nicola Locally, April Lactonin Counselor, and Shauna Hagna is sitting in on this recording. We are at the Native Village of Afognak conference room. Okay, I'm sorry. I hate doing those introductions. It kind of ruins our mood, you know?
But it's really good when the label falls off the mini disc.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to go get a label actually, so I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay. Let's see what kind of fur we have in here today. Squirrel. Kanganak.
Something like that.
Kanganak. Keep that one out today. I am working on an article for the Aleutic Museum newsletter, and it's going to be called, like, I'm going to make a section every newsletter now called the Kids Corner, but I wanted to have it in Aleutic. So this is what I came up with, and you'll have to tell me if it's right. Uswilchachat kipaya, the Kids
in the corner.
Yeah.
Kipaya.
Kipaya.
Uh-huh. Uswilchachat kipaya.
Uswilchachat
kipaya.
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 Uswilchachat kipaya. Or kipaya. Kipaya.
Kipaya.
And my first article is going to be about Agudak, Aleutic ice cream. And so I wanted to say, let's make agudak in Aleutic. So I wrote, Huanguda agulida.
Aguda pilis. Aguda ligudachtugut. How are we going to make?
Here.
You said you're going to make it?
Let's make it.
Aguda li la. Aguda li lida. Aguda li lida.
Lida. Aguda li lida. Okay. I have 3 different agudak recipes, so it's going to be...
So is this for the museum
newsletter.
Yeah. Oh, that is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to have the kids like make all the three different kinds and have a taste test, and then make up their own recipe.
Cool.
Gudeg. We have a gudeg with vegetable oil and shortening and berries and juice, and then one's got salmon berry, seal oil, shortening, and sugar, but they can substitute vegetable oil if they mm-hmm. want. And then fat-free gudeg.
For those conscientious youngsters.
Yeah, so this has frozen berries, plain or vanilla non-fat yogurt, and sugar or honey to taste.
Mm. That tastes really good. Or that sounds really good.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll get very fluffy, but yeah. It's okay. I can try.
So, that's neat.
Yeah. I'm going to have to like make one of them, though, so I can have a picture to put in the... Or maybe
what
I'll
was that? What was that again?
It's going to be for the Aleutic Museum.
No, I mean, say it again.
Oh, let's make a gudeg. A gudalilita.
Yeah, there you go.
A gudalilita.
A gudalilita.
Sound like a ukulele.
Well, I was thinking... perhaps what we could do, we can't do the alien game or the landscape game to open. Maybe we could do immersion so we can get some language practice in. And then I was thinking, since our next language demonstration is next Wednesday, we should probably...
come up with something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we could talk about it, but I had an idea. I don't know what you guys think. Maybe what we could do is... since it's going to be Christmas time, we could do a very short play, and one of us could be a kid and the other one could be an adult, talking about how the kid has to behave themselves because Santa is coming.
Okay.
But I don't know, what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Who gets to be the kid?
I don't care. I'll be the adult or the kid. I don't care.
I don't know. Which of us would make a better kid?
I can do really
good. Your voice is... Your voice is a lot lower. I mean, higher.
Okay. Oh, hers?
Yeah.
Mine's higher or lower?
Higher. You know, what's that? Yours is deeper.
Oh, really?
I always thought Shauna had a high-pitched voice, and I have a lower voice.
No, once you get excited, she does.
Okay, so I don't care.
But we can flip a coin.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Whatever you
want
to play.
Well, I don't even know which one I want to be, so.
Yeah, we could write the script.
Okay.
But maybe I took notes on our thing yesterday, our lesson day before yesterday. Do you want to review kind of the notes I took?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anguk duyuk.
Anguk duyuk.
Anguk duyuk. There's lots of snow on the ground.
Oh, anguk duyuk.
Anguk duyuk.
Yeah, I thought you said anguk duyuk. Anguk. Big chief.
So it's anguk duyuk,
anyuk.
Oh, anyuk.
Anyuk duyuk.
Anyuk duyuk. I have a Q there.
Anyuk duyuk.
Anyuk duyuk. Okay. I don't know how to.
I thought you said anguk duyuk. It's a big chief. Chief.
That's what I meant. okay.
See how you could. It means altogether different. You know, when you don't say it right.
Anjochtok. Achik. Kaha. Reflecting, or like the.
Achik kaha.
Achik kaha.
Majak.
Can you say it one more time?
Inhim. Akikaha majak.
Akikaha. Okay.
Majak.
Majak. Ingen.
You know. Like, you, like when there's snow, you know, you, like the sun gets real bright, you know, mm-hmm. Reflects the mountain. Catch the sun in the mountain. Akekah is like catch.
Kanga, wait. Kanga, achnachbak, inghem, agichkach, necha.
Gichkach. Taluwamak. Akekahnini da in him. Akekahninita.
Not reflecting. Okay. What else do I have on him?
Today is the 11th.
Is it the 11th? I have the 10th.
Because last night for my radio show I had to say it a bunch of times.
Oh.
I think it was the 10th last night.
Oh. I recorded the wrong date on the recorder.
Oh. Correction, it is the 11th. I'll just make sure to.
Kaniyuk. Kaniyuk. Shami.
Kaniyuk.
Kaniyuk.
Kaniyuk. Snowing. Kaniyuk. Kaniyuk.
Kaniyuk.
Kaniyuk. Kaniyuk. Kaniyuk. Kaniyuk.
Kaniyuk. Kaniyuk.
There's a word to say, you know, half snow, half rain. I can't remember.
The sleet, like sleet.
I think it starts with the M, but it might just be on the ground. I don't know if it's
be sloppy. Is that what you're looking for? Machuluni.
Machuluni. Machuluni. Machuk is a wet snow. I mean wet snow. Machuk. Machuk.
Machuk.
Machuk. Kanik.
Machuk. Kanik. Machuk. Kanik.
Wet snow.
Machuk. Kanning oklami. Can you see that? Or kanning.
Kanik machuk.
Kanik machuk.
Machuk.
The rain is kind of frozen outside, or it's kind
of. No, kanik is snow.
Oh, the snow is kind of wet.
Yeah.
They have on here wet snow is falling. Machalik.
Oh, machalik tok.
Machalik kak.
Machalik tok. Shami. So that means it's sleeting out.
Frost is. Can I look real quick? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think we looked before and nobody recognized the word.
What's that?
Frost.
Frog.
Frost.
Frost. I know that.
Kanek.
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 How is it spelled?
K-A-N-E-Q.
Kanek.
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 Be frosty from a fog neck is. Be frosty.
Nung lichluni.
Nung lichluni.
Nung lichluni. Don't ring the bell.
Nung lichluni. Conachluni.
Conach.
Be frosty. It just sounds so much like snow.
Mm. Yeah.
Conach versus Conach.
There's a word to it, I know, but I just can't think of it.
Okay.
I haven't used that for so long, I forgot.
We also have Akshaduk. There's no wind outside.
Akshaduk.
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 No wind. Akshaduk. Akshaduk. There's no wind at all.
Akshaduk. Akshaduk. Akshaduk.
Akshaduk.
Akshaduk.
Akshaduk. Amlach begachtud. A lot of something.
Amlach begachtud, yeah.
Kwani Marni Jamiku. Jamiku. These are all of them. We know these last ones. Ungli, Kwani, Marni, Jamiku. That's what I had written down from yesterday.
Just so we can get it recorded, I also wanted to talk a little bit about how you could say Amlach begachtud for something that is singular, but like it's in a pile like snow, like Anyuk Amlach begachtud versus Kadayat Amlach begachtud, because the Kadayat wouldn't be in a pile, but only you could only use it with like sand or snow or something that's all, it's like one pile of it.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a really interesting idea.
Didn't you talk about it? What were you saying about it? I forgot what I...
Well, we were saying, like, you could say Anyuchduk,
but
you could also say Anyuk Amlech Pagachduk, but you couldn't say Kaninduk, because it's that's something that's an action, like it's snowing a lot, versus there's a lot of snow on the ground. And you couldn't say Anyut Amlach Bagachtut.
No, you can't say.
Yeah, because Anyut is just always singular, because it's always like
it's snow.
Covering it all in like a single mass or something.
Anyuchduk, that's how.
Anyuchduk.
Anyuchduk is how.
Yeah, and you wouldn't say. You wouldn't say Anyuchdut.
Something Anyuchduk. You know, like you're mentioning something Anyuchduk.
Could you say like Inchit Anyuchdut?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, but if you're just talking about there being a lot of snow, like outside, it would always be Anyuchduk.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I also thought it was interesting when we were talking about how you could use Angli for like Angli Kaninguk Shami, but you couldn't say Angli Kadayat Shami.
No.
Because it's usually like if it's weather, or you can use it if you're saying Angli Mitzganak Kaligat. There are a lot of small papers or something.
Angli kaliket amochted.
So you can only use Angli when you're talking about something else that's happening or something else that is or something like that. Okay. Angli kaliket amochted. That one's the most confusing one. Because you're saying there are a lot of many papers. Or there's a lot of papers. A lot. But that's like emphasizing it there. You're saying Angli Kaligat Amlachtud, there are there's a real lot of papers. Right? Anglikalikat. And then you could say Anglipachnachtuk.
Anglipachnachtuk.
Are there any other instances where you'd use Angli? Like, could you say, like, she is walking really fast and use Angli in that sentence?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, Anglipachnachtuk.
But you probably wouldn't very often?
No.
Okay. So you most often just use it with weather, unless.
Can you think of an instance where you would use Angli when it didn't have to do with weather?
Like Angli Majaok, Angli Kitangok.
You couldn't say like Angli Stujit.
But could you say
Angli Aklanok?
Angli Aklanok. Could you say Angli Tatakukat Petuchtut?
Yeah, Angli Petuchtut. Angli Petuchtut.
There are many bears eating or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you could say, "Tagokkaa kangalipitohtok." You know, eating a lot.
Oh, okay. So you could say there's a lot of bears eating, or there's the bears are eating a lot.
Like I tell you, if you're eating, angli nahi, eat lots. Angli nahi. Eat
so
lots.
It's like an action?
Yeah.
So basically you can use Angli as long as you're not saying there are a lot of something.
No. It's just
if you're just using it to say like do something a lot, eat something a lot, it's raining a lot.
Angli nachi amlachtu. Eat a lot, there's lots there.
Okay.
It's just kind of a expression like, or how would you say it?
Yeah.
You know, just.
It's almost like, chali, eat more.
Chali.
Okay. I think we can move on.
Yeah. Well, that's really good though, because now I finally.
Oh, like I'd say, hey, Angli, redoch pochata. Really get full.
Okay, maybe we'll just practice with the animals and stuff for a little while, and then we can move on to our script.
Okay.
We're already getting close to 11. Can you believe it?
Kumakyak.
She says it right out of the gate, so she won't forget.
Kanga nam akik.
Russian code?
No.
Has no. Okay.
Kanganak squirrel. Kanganam akik. Is that the right word for skin? Akia. Akia. Kanganam akia. Maybe we should look at it.
Yes, I can remember.
Okay. Oh, amik.
Amik. Yeah, amik. Skin.
Or something.
Amik.
Okay. So it would be kanganam amia.
Amia, yeah.
Amia. Okay.
Amia.
Kanganam amia. Weenang chuk. Quintuk. Kanganam. Amiani. Oh, Amiani. Amiani. I had to start out with something complicated.
Pyuch dang juk.
Uchtuk.
Yah sikmin. Yah sikmin. Pyuch dang juk.
Uchtla, yah sikmin.
Uchtla. Yah sikmin. Uchmok. Pyuch dang juk. Nanach ngok yasik.
Nanach ngok.
Nuachtak.
Mikenach pech, did you watch that? They're just noisy all over.
Chestun up dachat, the phone is ringing.
Nuachtak. Oh, gee, what do you call it? Nuachtak.
Kulun, ring, or koch. Ring it repeatedly is koch duchlugu. Oh, ring it, kulun, that's like a ring for your finger. To ring, like to ring a bell would be kohluku.
Kohluku.
So how do you say the phone is ringing? Kohduk?
Kohduk.
No,
you watch that kohduk.
Kohduk. How just do an abdachat, the phone is for you.
Or it's for, or they're calling you.
Can I be your whole garden? But don't say the phone, though. So you can't say, you want to tell me your whole garden. You can't say that. You know.
So you just say, Kinam.
Yoko Yuchaden. Nyukuh yukhaten. Yeah.
So that means it's someone's calling for you?
And somebody wants to talk to you. Nyukuh kinga. He talked to me, or she talked to me, or whoever, somebody talked to me, you know,
Kinga.
And then,
Yukukka, I talked to him?
Yeah, or talked to whoever, you know. Yukukka.
Gosh, they
got it.
Don't answer it.
Dawa.
Or don't pick it up, maybe?
Dawa yokun shu.
Don't
talk to it.
Who?
Yokun shu. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to him.
What about I don't want to talk?
Yokuh yundaka. And then I think up here they would say, Yoko Hyun Nidaka. Yokohyunnitaka is another way to say it. Yokohyunnitaka. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to him.
Yokohyunnitaka.
Yokohyunnitaka.
Nintaka.
Yokohyunnitaka. Yunnitaka. Yokohyunnitaka.
Yokohyunnitaka.
Yeah, this. The same thing. The other way,
Okay.
Yokohyunnitaka. Yokohyunnitaka. He appeared on a fortnight, they would say that. Yokohyunnitaka.
Would coffee be something that you'd say amlach duk?
Kufiak amlach duk, Well, you could, you know, there's a lot of cans, yeah, you could, yeah, you know, there's a bunch of coffee cans or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Things that are separated.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how I know all that stuff.
Well, if someone asked you, would you say, I is in the kitchen or I am in the kitchen? You'd say I am in the kitchen, because you just know, because that's how you talk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you know.
Okay.
I didn't realize I knew that many, you know, that much, you know, because I never talked it. You know, when I was small, I used to talk it a lot. You know? Mm-hmm. My dad talked to me. Everybody talked to me. Mm. When people ask me questions, I used to say, Nathawaka. I don't know. And then Simeon Eganad used to tell me that. Tawai, you talked to me, Nathawaka, Nathawaka. Because when he asked me questions, that's all I used to say, Nathawaka. I don't know.
You should have made that your nickname.
Naina, my cousin, you know, used to have a song, boy, used to get her mad when I sing her song. Her song. Her song was a Sasanga hoo hoo, Supanga hoo hoo. Just a boy, she didn't like that.
What was your song?
I don't know. They said, dee da 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 da, dee da da da. I don't know what. Probably when I was small, I guess they used to. I don't know what that means. And I used to hate that. For making, I used to sing that to me. Boy, used to make me, you know, tease you all the time. He's the only one that used to sing it after, you know, my folks were gone. Laugh, you know, because he knew I didn't like it. Sasanga hoo hoo is subanga hoo hoo. Sasanga is tea. It means tea. Subanga is soup.
Uh-huh.
I guess he used to like tea and soup all the time. One of these days you could let her hear that, what I said.
Uh-huh.
You know, all them stuff like that, you know, it's good to, you know, the grandkids hear it, you know, and they'll know a little bit, you know.
Who is that song for?
Nina Phillips. Alokli. Or Nina Alokli Phillips.
Subanga.
Subanga. Subanga.
And what were those songs called? Like people's baby songs?
I don't know what they call it. Never thought of that. Everybody used to have songs, but I don't remember some of them. A lot of them had nicknames and they grew up with, you know.
We'll have to make a song for Shauna's baby.
Just like Frank Peterson, they used to call him Sidula.
Sidula?
And sometimes they used to call him Gongi. I don't know what that Gongi means. Sidula. I think it's Sidula, I think it's the meaning. Sidula. Siluto. You know, Sidula. All is happy, you know. All is smiling, you know. I think that's what it means, Sidula. And all the Simeon of Anita.
Anita.
Anita. Anita. Anita. Walter Simeona, they used to call him Anita.
Do you know what that meant?
Anita. Anita. I know, I can. Anita. It's like manga.
Manga.
Ralph Iluska.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Manga. They were going to tell Jemima Manga. I wonder if you remember it. And then David Iluska, Dida. They used to call him Dida. I don't know why they call him Dida.
Dida.
Dida. David Iluska. When I saw him one time, he was getting off a cap, you know, Jemima Dida. You still remember it. He said he haven't heard that word for a long time. Funny how, you know, when he was a baby, I was the first one that made him, let him walk first. I told him that one time. He started to walk, you know, I was catching him, I let him walk. You know. It's like Florence, you know. I never asked her yet after, you know, her mom used to put soap in her mouth, you know, when she talked back too much, you know, she used to mumble, and mom's in her head, you know, put soap in your mouth, you don't shut up. You know. So she did. I watched her do it one time.
Now look at Florence, she's such a nice, respectful
girl. I know. I'm going to tell her sometime. Yeah, she must remember it because that's how close we were. I used to be around them all the time, you know, up in Auga Bay, you know, Lockyock and the fishing camp. We're around Arthur Matry. You know. I miss him sometimes, Arthur. You know, I think about him this morning. You know. I used to go visit him in Hunter's Old Harbor, drink coffee. Oh, he sure liked his dogs, you know. He'd rather feed these dogs than himself. You know, he opened his own can of food. He let the dog eat first before he eats.
Did he have a nickname, Arthur Matfield?
I don't know. No, not really. Not that I can remember. I know Joe Peterson used to call him Kajok.
Kajok?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they called him Kajok. That was Walter Simeonov's last name, Kajok. That was his maiden name. I mean, he changed his name to Simeonov because I think his half brother was Jacob Simeonov. So he just changed it. He probably didn't like Kajok, I guess. See, Larry Matfey's mom was a Kajok. That was Walter's dad's sister. That was Larry Matfey's mom. Larry was telling me all about that, you know, before he died. I asked him all kind of questions. I learned a lot from him. That's how I know my great grandpa. You know, he wanted to be buried up there because he loved that land so much, so he wanted to be buried. He said he wanted to watch over that land. That's why I'm fighting for it so much, you know. You know, there's no money in the world anybody will ever get it from me. You know, I know my kids will never say, they're not that kind of, my kids aren't like that either, you know. If they built something, I think they would, if they built something over him, I think they would have ghosts and stuff like that.
I bet.
Make all kind of noise.
You're going to have to get buried over there.
Yeah. Thank you. My grandpa's buried in, right by the church in Akiak. You know, he was a reader in church. My mom was buried down there, way down, but I can't remember. I was too young.
Exact location of it?
Huh?
The exact location of her grave?
I don't know. I don't even know. There's so many there. I don't know which one. They never have no names. Just like my grandpa, I can't remember right where it. I know it's by the church, but I don't know which one. And my dad is buried in Old Harbor. Because when they brought him to Kodiak, you know, he had pneumonia. And he was too far gone. His legs were all swollen. So nobody take care of him in Akiak. So Ella, my cousin, took him down there in Old Harbor, and he died down. Willie Ilushka said, I mean Willie Shukak told me he died in his arms. He was holding him when he died, passed away. You know, he was telling me. He used to tell me all the time, you know, when before I went to Mondeskin, he used to tell me, he'd take me by the Bosic, you know, holy picture. He used to tell me that he's gonna be gone pretty soon, and he knew it. And I didn't like to hear that, you know, but by golly, he was right. He used to warn me, and he wanted me to go to Mount Edgecombe, you know, bad. And I got only one letter from him when I was in Mount Edgecombe. And he told me, you know, I don't know why he said that, you know. I always remember that word he said in his letter. Hope this gives you a long reading. You know, so he must have meant something. Long reading, you know. I always remember that.
What do you guys think? Should we work on our skit? Our short skit for once?
Yeah, I guess that would be a good idea.
Because we're so close on... Do you want to write on this piece of paper? Because it's bigger.
Okay.
Because you'll probably
be doing writing. And I will take that out in case we need it.
Man, I got so much stories to tell you.
I know you do. That's good. It keeps us interested.
And they're all going to be recorded for... They'll all be in the museum forever now.
Yeah.
Okay. Christmas play. So what do we want to happen in our play?
Maybe the kid could get in trouble for, like, being naughty, you know? Like, maybe having a dirty room, like, something not embarrassing, like having to wear a dog sweater. Or get diarrhea. Like our other plays.
Let's see.
What's something that you would have gotten in trouble for? Maybe setting up snares on the trails. Making drunk people fall over.
Like the kid was got in trouble because they were throwing snowballs at an elder.
Don't make it an elder. Make it like
a little kid, like a smaller kid, or the neighbor's dog. Okay. They're throwing snowballs at the neighbor's dog. Okay, so the kid comes inside with the hat on and stuff like that, because
but we could have a stuffed dog. That you could be like hiding behind something and faking throwing snowballs at the stuffed dog.
Okay, sure. Chick, I could bring in chick, cuter again.
Chick Noden Shoe. Chick Noden Shoe.
Noden Shoe.
Chick Noden Shoe. Don't tease him or make fun of him. Mm-hmm. You know. Chick Noden. Chick Noden Hogan.
Chick
Noden
Hogan.
You're teasing him too much, or you're doing something you're not supposed to do. I don't know how, what, it makes, means a lot of things. Chikno, chikno, chiknoskka.
Chiknoskka.
Yeah, I was doing things to him that's not right.
Excuse me. Chiknoskka.
Chiknoskka. Yeah, I did. Things that's not right, or teasing, or making fun, or whatever, you know, it means a lot.
Kid throws snowballs at dog.
So then I could come out and like open the front door and maybe yell,
Chick Notenschku.
I could say, Aya, Chick Noden Skew. Get in here right now. Or it could come out.
Needen Skut. How would you say Santa?
Santa Claus.
Sakay magminahan ni Dad. I'm not going to give you anything. I'm not going to need that.
Santa.
I'm not going to need that. A shit good. If you're no good. A shit good.
Santa won't bring you anything.
If you're bad.
If you're bad. Mm. And what's Nietenschgut mean? Nietenschgut?
Nietenschgut, if you don't listen.
If you don't listen?
Nietenschgut.
Okay. Let's see. Should we have the kid do one more bad thing or immediately repent?
Whatever you want to do, because you're the kid.
Mm.
I think it'd be funny if you like rolled your eyes or something.
How about like you could say, okay, so the kid rolls eyes, and then you could say, look at that dog, it's so cute or something, and then the kid starts to feel guilty.
Okay. But you should say something too, so it's not just me talking.
let's see. I could say, the dog, it's just a dog, or something like that. How do you say, it's just a dog?
How would you, if like a...
Or it's only a dog.
If a kid...
It doesn't matter.
If a parrot came out and said, Santa won't bring you anything if you're bad, what would be a normal, like, bad response from a kid? Like, when they would not be minding?
I'm not bad.
Nichiqua, I'm going to... Be nice. Nichiqua. Nidenspechtuden. I mean, Nidenspechtuden, you don't even listen. Nidenspechtuden.
You could say, like in between, like when the adult says, Santa won't bring you anything if you're bad. The kid can roll their eyes and say, Hui assir-toi.
I'm good. Assir-toi.
Assir-toi. I'm always good.
Hui assir-toi.
I'm going to be good.
Assir-toi.
Okay. And then we could put this, you don't even listen, and then. Then the kid can say,
Niedensgut.
Niedensgut.
Niedensgut. If you don't listen, he won't give you nothing. Yeah, you got it already.
Okay. Okay, so first the kid's throwing snowballs at the dog. And then you come out and you say, Chicknotensku.
Chicknotensku?
Chicknotensku. And then you can say, I don't know, the kid doesn't have very many lines right now. Okay, let me rewrite it. Okay. Snowballs. And then the mom says, chick. Notenku. The kid says,
it's just a dog, or
kid says,
I'm just teasing him, or we're just playing. Maybe we're just playing. We're playing.
I'm not doing bad things to it, or you know, teasing or.
Yeah. And then you could say, "Send minach
Neetaten.
Why do I always get these nasal ones for your place?
Good. Kid says, Hui asir dach dua. And then the mother says, oops, Niedenspiachtuden.
You don't even listen.
I'm going to be the evil mom.
Let's see. And then I could say,
Nichiqua.
Nichiqua. I'm going to be nice. I feel like I should say like something more than just one word each time. So I'm going to say, you don't even listen. I could say Ni Chikwa, I want lots of presents, or something like that. Ni Chikwa, how do you say it? I want lots of presents. Or I want lots of toys.
Angliwa Mukodanak Bijakwa. Angli.
Angli.
Wamukodanak.
Wamukodanak.
Bijakwa.
Bijakwa.
I want a lot of toys.
And then you could say, don't be greedy.
Can you say that?
Let's see. Anachnechwa nilu.
Anachnechwa
nilu.
Wanilu. Anachnechwa nilu.
Don't get too much. If you get too much, you won't give you nothing.
Okay. And then maybe you could say, I won't, or
I will be good.
I will be
good. Chikwa.
Chikwa.
Mm. And then maybe I could say...
And then I'll start petting the dog.
Mm-hmm. And then I could say... Yeah, my soup is burning or something, and I could run back in the house.
Knienka kwache.
Knienka kwache.
I'm gonna go look.
No.
My food is burning, I'm gonna go look at it.
How about she says my food is burning and then I say you better go look or something?
Or maybe I'll say I run inside and then you can go back over and start throwing snowballs at the dog again. Would that be funnier? you could throw a couple snowballs and then you could say Santa Claus can't see me.
No, I'll throw a snowball and then you stick your head in the door and say you're gonna just get some coal or something. Okay, so you say Aya Kanianka Kwache. Kanianka Kwache, and then you just run out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start throwing snowballs. And then, can I say something while I'm throwing snowballs?
Yeah.
What would I say?
What would you say if you were throwing snowballs at something?
I'm gonna get you. Or, you better run.
I don't know, actually.
But to a dog, it's hard to talk to a dog. How about you got me in trouble? Or you got my mom mad at me.
You got me in trouble.
How would you say that?
Or now my mom is mad at me. Have trouble, have a hard time. Kaya new looney or Jaku looney. Get into trouble.
Remember that last play when my mom's going to be mad at me? Like, I have to go, my mom's going to be mad at me?
Nunuchikana.
So,
You're gonna let her get mad at me.
How would you say you let her, you already did let her get mad at me? Or you got her to be mad at me?
Nunukinga.
Nunukinga?
He got mad at me.
She got mad at me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like this one better because it says you let
you
her
made
get
mad at me.
Yeah. Because then you're blaming the dog as you throw snowballs on it.
Nunukinga? You made her get mad at me?
Nunukinga. How did I say it right now?
No. Well, we have Nunukinga, Nunukinga, Kuna, Kuna.
Nunukinga, Kuna. Nunukinga, Kuna.
Kuna.
Skiga?
Nunukinga, boy, it's hard.
You made her mad at me?
Yeah.
And then I can poke my head back out and I could say, maybe I should say, get inside right now. What would your mom say if you didn't listen and got
Boomba?
Mama kumuhutanga. My mom is mad at me. Kumuhutanga.
Okay, so when you stick your head out, you could say a sidun itra, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to say coal in Aleutic? Like, I'm going to give you coal.
Or you're going to get coal? Santa's going to give you coal for Christmas?
Yeah. You're going to get coal on Christmas.
Coal.
Arusis lami. Coal. Like chunks of coal in your stocking.
Nope. Coal. Ah. Keduck.
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 Kaduk is rain. Kaduk.
Kaduk. How is it spelled? Kaduk.
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 Yeah.
Oh, Kaduk.
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 It's got a K at the end.
Kaduk. 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 Kaduk.
Kaduk.
Kaduk. Kaduk. Kaduk. Kaduk.
Tamlach Bagahto.
Tamlach Biahto.
Tamlach Biahto.
Jolly deplorable.
Holy
Jolly
deplorable.
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 The coal is stink. You know, smell like tar. You know. Does smell. Don't go get away from your hands, right?
Okay. we could say Kadachmuk Minach Chikatan Arusis Dwami on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get coal on Christmas?
Needn't good if you don't listen.
Needn't good.
If you don't listen.
Okay.
So I could say Asih Guten Itcha, and then hold the door open, and then I could tell you while you're walking in that you're going to get coal on Christmas.
Yeah. Or you could say, you're bad, you're going to get coal on Christmas, Itcha. And then I could say, oh, mama ma kum hutanga.
Looks like you're going to cry. And then walk in. And I'll slam the door.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Okay.
So we'll write that up and we'll have to go check on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'll be good too because Mary and
Wilfred
will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
About time Wilfred come on.
Does he live here in Kodiak? Or?
Yeah, he lives with Pearl, daughter, you know, youngest daughter.
But he's from Old Harbor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What time is it?
11:35.
11:35.
Okay. Well, I'm excited.